beach. Oh, God. Packed tight with dead cats, rotting seaweed, cakes of oil from torpedoed tankers, and condoms discarded by American GIs long since buried in Normandy. 2 whole hours to get through before that pub opens. Itches break out all over my body.
Alistair!
Dylan!
What are you doing with that basket?
Collecting the odd mussel and whelk for my breakfast.
Off this beach.
And how are you this morning?
Unbelievably awful. Unremittingly terrible. Alistair, you haven't got the odd copper to swage a man's thirst. Got badges in my vest, you know.
I'm afraid I haven't got a penny. How's Caitlin?
Pugilistic, primeval, possibly off another planet.
I do love mornings on the beach here. Clear April skies, clear blue waters. Like the very beginning of time.
So you have no money whatsoever?
Dylan, why are you so unromantic?
I am a poet. I live by guile and beer. But Alistair, I have dreams. Such dreams.
Dreams?
Terrible dreams. German commandos storming ashore at night here in our village. Butchering us in our beds, bouncing our babes on their bayonets. I witnessed the bombings of Swansea, you know.
Dylan, we're living in Cardiganshire, as far from the war as it's possible to get without becoming Irish. All the fighting, let us pray, is almost over.
Alistair, you were born in money, oodles of it. They wrapped you up in it in your cradle. You and Evelyn Waugh used to roll around naked in it at Oxford.
I don't have a penny, I'm afraid.
What I am suffering from, see, are these poems jammed fast inside me.
Poems?
Yes, inside, torturing me.
Is this true?
Sometimes I can almost reach in, get them out.
These poems are actually inside you, Dylan, trying to get out.
No one understands the agonies of art better than you, Alistair. No one understands its importance.
You swear there's something there, inside you, after all this time?
I swear.
I suppose after I've cooked breakfast, after I've gathered some St. George's mushrooms, I could pop into the post office.
You know how important punctuality is to me, Alistair. Be there, with that money, outside that pub, at 1200 hours, precisely.
Oh, for the sake of poetry, Dylan. For the sake of poetry.
You do look lovely standing there in your uniform.
Thanks.
What are you going to do this morning?
I thought I'd take a walk.
That sounds good.
When you've been abroad, when you've, you know, been through things, remembering what you are, where you've come from is important. So I'm just going out to check that all the things I remembered really are as I remembered.
What will you do then?
Thought I might drop into the pub.
The pub?
Yes, Nora. It's one of the rights we free people have been fighting for in this war. The right of men to walk into pubs all over the world, even in Wales.
Yes, Tony.
Remember in your letters how you used to go on about this poet who'd moved into the village, Thomas, something Thomas?
Dylan.
Right. You know, when I was abroad, up there in the mountains, fighting, and I needed to get my mind off things, I'd imagine him, in this village, some sort of grey eminence, wise old bard sitting above the village guarding it.
Mr. Thomas isn't quite like that.
You know how I love modern poetry. I used to think, well, that's why we're fighting this war, so people like him, whoever he is, can stay at home and be free to write poetry. That's civilization. So here I am, home at last. And I thought, why not nip down to the pub? Why don't the two of us, Mr. Thomas and me, discuss modern poetry over a pint? Auden, Spender, MacNeice.
Tony.
Yes?
A word of warning.
A word of warning?
Mr. Thomas is a bit difficult.
Difficult?
He dodged the draft. He spends his life in this village sponging off people. He's not very nice.
Nora, my love. I'm a Royal Marine Commando. I've just spent 18 months behind enemy lines in the Balkans fighting Nazis. I don't think a poet in a Cardiganshire pub can do me that much harm.
Sorry, Tony. You're right. You go out and you enjoy yourself as much as you can.
My God, 5 to 12. 5 to 12. Only a few more yards between me and the pub. I feel like I'm bursting with words. The socket of a one-eyed woman, the